Duluth's Animal Allies has started an Adopt a Barn Cat project in which people can bring home a barn cat for $25. Right now, their website is advertising a 2-for-1 sale. They acknowledge that these cats are feral, stating, quote, "These independent-minded felines are not suitable for indoor companions." I called Animal Allies on September 14th and asked if I could adopt one if I live in Duluth. The woman who answered the phone said sure, as long as I had a heated shed or garage. When I mentioned that Duluth has a cat leash law, she was confused and asked me to call later in the morning when I could talk to one of the adoption staff. So I called later, got an adoption staff person, and asked again if I could adopt a barn cat if I live in Duluth. This person also said sure, as long as I had a heated garage or shed. Again, I pointed out that Duluth has a cat leash law, and again, she had not considered that. She asked that I call back when the manager would be there, but this was their day off. The top line of the Animal Allies webpage about the Barn Cat program reads, quote, "Got mice? Adopt a barn cat." Yet lower down on the exact same page, there's an FAQ, "Will the cats eat birds and other wildlife on my property?" And they answer, quote, "Cats are opportunistic feeders. Providing them with a steady food source will reduce the effect they have on traditional prey." Essentially, they're saying that if you want a cat to eat mice, get one of these. But if you don't want the cat to eat mice, birds, and other traditional prey, don't worry, it won't. I only wish well-fed outdoor cats did not kill traditional prey. I don't know how many farmers have bemoaned the fact that they hardly ever hear bobolinks or meadowlarks anymore when their own well-fed barn cats were one significant factor in those species' declines. Duluth's amazing migration exists because of our location at the very tip of Lake Superior. The internationally important migration corridor extends all the way to the top of the lake and several miles inland. During cold weather events, most of us have experienced the heartbreak of a migration fallout in our area when suddenly the ground is littered with yellow-rumped and palm warblers. In recent falls, during some of these events, warblers have been killed by the thousands in car collisions along Highway 61 and other roads. During one such event lasting a couple of weeks in the fall of 1991, when I was walking my son to kindergarten each morning, we'd find dozens and sometimes even scores of dead warblers littering the sidewalk on our way to school. But these ones had not died in unavoidable auto collisions. When I figured out which cat was doing the killing, I gathered an armload of dead warblers and piled them on the owner's porch with a note warning that if I ever saw their cat outdoors again, I would bring it to the animal shelter. That well-fed house cat was proof that a steady food source does not reduce the effect a cat can have on traditional prey. Indeed, because that cat was well cared for, it was in top condition to keep killing, even though it wasn't even eating those poor birds. When well-fed cats strew carcasses about like a toddler's discarded toys, how can anyone call them natural predators? I've necropsied far too many birds killed by cats, examining the wounds beneath those feathers, the crushed bones, and the grievous internal injuries to imagine that they died quickly or without suffering. If we look at outdoor cats as individuals, why don't we look at the birds and other cat victims as individuals? Does their suffering and death have no meaning? And when we look at vulnerable bird populations versus dangerously overpopulated cats, how can we possibly consider outdoor cats anything but an ecological scourge? Animal Allies Adopt a Barn Cat project kills orders of magnitude more birds and other living creatures than the number of individual cats adopted out. I used to support Animal Allies, but as long as they promote and continue this misguided program, they're not allies to the vast majority of creatures in our community. They've become the subsidized killer allies. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.